Central District business owners will get a chance on Tuesday to tell city officials about problems on 23rd Avenue. They say a big road project there has scared away their customers. They want a financial bailout, but the city says no. Lois Harris has been running the Vogue Coiffure hair salon on 23rd Avenue for over 50 years. She still uses the same teal-colored hairdryer chairs she bought back in 1966.
Everything works. It works. If it's not broke, why fix it?
One of the first signs of trouble came when the contractors shut her water off without notice. Harris was shampooing a woman's hair at the time.
I had to run out, hey, 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 turn the water back on. I'm in here, I'm working.
Harris towel-dried the customer and sent her on her way. She says 2 hours later, the contractors turned back on the flow of water, but they can't turn back on the flow of customers.
Clients don't want to come because of the situation out there, you know.
Have you had any customers today?
Yeah. Just one. So it's slow. It's really, really slow. And like I said, usually I'm busy. So this is what we're dealing with now. I'm in here all alone, waiting for clients.
City officials say the project will bring much-needed improvements to a long-neglected neighborhood. They say the project will make traffic run more smoothly, and it'll make it safer, too. Just down the street, Nopzai looks out the window of her drive-through espresso stand. Few people drive up to that window these days. One of the only people who bought coffee today was her own son.
He paid me $5 for a cup of coffee. I'm trying to laugh, but with my tear coming out of my eye.
Zai has a petition on her counter asking the city to help business owners here.
I want help. I need help. If they don't help us, you know, we're going to be like this, you know, we probably have to file bankruptcy.
These business owners like to compare themselves to the businesses on Seattle's waterfront. Some of those businesses were compensated during construction of the seawall.
This is how you say that in English, you know, like it doesn't treat us any equally, you know, just look like we got left out. They say no discrimination, no whatsoever, but this is, we got left out.
Rick Sheridan is with the Seattle Department of Transportation. He says what happened with businesses on the waterfront was very different. He says the city can't afford to pay businesses when they're disrupted by construction.
It would add significant cost to construction projects citywide. So with limited resources for transportation improvements, to add construction mitigation for every project would make those projects far more expensive.
Sheridan points to $300,000 the city is investing to help promote the Central District. That work falls under the purview of Brian Surratt, who heads the city's Office of Economic Development. He offered this example of his work. He said his office will help people like salon owner Lois Harris with their marketing plans.
We need to drill into understanding who are her customers, who are the ones that are still coming, and who hasn't been coming in the past, you know, several months with the construction going in, and then how do we directly get to them? And it's still a very residential neighborhood there, too. And so are there opportunities to bring in new customers?
The business owners say what they really need isn't marketing advice. It's money. They've petitioned Mayor Ed Murray and City Council member Kshama Sawant to change the system. Sawant says she doesn't have any easy answers.
It's very hard. What they're facing is a combination of already difficult conditions that all small businesses face, especially minority and women-owned. On top of that, having your customer base really basically just snatched away from you because people don't have a way of getting to the businesses.
Sawant invited business owners and city officials to come brief the city council about the situation on Tuesday morning. Work on 23rd Avenue is scheduled to wrap up by early 2017. In the Central District, I'm Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.